So before we move away from the light portion of our discussion, we did get several questions about lights and people wanting to understand that better. And maybe Dr. Ferris, if you want to address this, does it matter what kind of light is it? Like, are there protocols for light that's better, quality of light, amount of light, how that light should be introduced to the horse? Is it in a stall? Is it outside? What recommendations do you have, and what does the research say?
Dr. Ferris here, I can start off and maybe Dr. Schofield can add in. So for the type of light, it doesn't really matter, and it's become a little confusing with all the different LEDs and halogens and fluorescent light bulbs that are out there. And the type of light doesn't seem to matter, and even the color can be different. There's an Equilume mask that's now available, which uses a blue light in one eye of the horse to actually stimulate enough light therapy to bring mares into cyclicity. So even the color doesn't necessarily have to be the normal bright white light that we might expect in our homes. And so with that, the amount of light that you're looking for is 10-foot candles. And roughly for this, the question, should be is, can you read a newspaper comfortably anywhere in the stall? So essentially anywhere that the mare could put their head, can you read a newspaper easily? And if so, you probably have enough light in that particular area. We use a wide variety of lighting type situations in our facility here at CSU, from keeping mares in stalls, and so we lock them in their stalls at night so that way they're under the influence of lights. And then a lot of our recipients are in outdoor paddocks, and so they kind of look like miniature soccer fields and are lit up at night. And so all of those can be very effective.